Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt. Starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, there's so much going on, it's not even funny in America. I'll tell you that right now. Wow, are we on target with the broadcast? I'll prove it to you. Wow, welcome to the show. As you know, we had on Lance Migliaccio and George Ballantyne, my dear buddies, and they put together an incredible interview with a couple of FBI whistleblowers yesterday, right? Huge, I might add, interviews. And really important work that they're doing there. All of us were together, myself, George, Lance, and then we had a couple of different guests. We had Kyle and others. Well, anyway, fascinatingly, we get an email from WorldNet Daily. And the email, I'm struggling here a little bit because of advertisements and stuff like that. Sorry. All right. Headline says, main whistleblower from the FBI. Main FBI whistleblower tells WorldNet Daily how conservatives are painted as domestic terrorists. There's big money in targeting Christian Americans as criminals, says Kyle Serafin. Think about that for a minute, folks. That's the guy we had on yesterday. WorldNet Daily just published December 13th. That means they published yesterday. Right when our interview ended, they published their article. Wow. In this epic story in WND.com, I've told you WND.com, good friends, a photo created by Joe Kovacs, Washington FBI agent Kyle Serafin couldn't take it anymore. Between 2016 and 2023, he lived through working at a once revered agency. But now he realizes the FBI has turned criminal. They're putting people in jail, and they're literally entrapping people for essentially thought crimes. Exactly what we brought up on the radio yesterday. Yeah, think about it. He refused to comply with the autocratic order. Quote, executive order by, what, Joe? 14,043. Okay. Mandating federal employees to take at least three shots of, quote, experimental COVID vaccine. He said, no, they're severely violating everything that I've stood for. An executive order by the president is not law. I refuse to comply. Yeah. So the Air Force veteran and father of four children, Kyle, realizing that he was at the epicenter of rapidly evolving evil, our dear buddy, Kyle Serafin, said no, won't do it. The FBI, of course, retaliated big time against Kyle. That's right. He said, I spent 1 year on a paid suspension because I refused to get the vaccine, Serafin told WorldNet Daily in an exclusive interview. Well, I don't know how exclusive it is. He told us that on the radio really while they were writing the article. But nevertheless, WorldNet Daily, dear friends of ours, so we'll say it's a joint exclusive, shall we? He says, then I brought forward a number of other whistleblower allegations that should have been protected. In other words, I should have been protected in my whistleblower status, but no, even though the law is supposed to protect me, it ended. The law becoming very retaliatory. And then I got kicked out of the FBI without pay for a full year in April 2022. As it has become increasingly apparent, the FBI actually engaged in election interference for the 2022 election. No, I'm sorry, the 2020 election. While literally, listen, reprioritizing an agenda to outlaw political dissidents. So they changed the whole face of the FBI to involve themselves in political corruption with regards to elections and to reprioritize their agenda to attack conservatives. Agents were being notified about individuals who, listen, individuals or groups who champion traditional, patriotic American values and turning them into domestic threats. Now, when they literally have the SPLC in bed with the FBI writing letters to Congress, asking them to be put on the domestic terrorism committee's docket, they had a hearing. They read that into the congressional record that I was the nexus of hate, anti-government, white supremacy. Now think what Kyle, this whistleblower, Kyle Serafin, is saying. Agents were being notified that individuals or groups who champion traditional patriotic American viewpoints were domestic threats. I'm at the top of that list. How many Americans had a letter submitted to Congress, asked to be read into the congressional record, it was done so, and then asked for an investigation and action to be taken against me? The question is, if Trump wins, should he fire these personnel at the FBI, people are asking? I think you got to just shut down the FBI. I mean, I think that our dear buddy Vivek Ramaswamy is right on that. The FBI was also investigating parents at school board meetings underneath the guise that, quote, what do they call this? Counterterrorism guise, which turned out to be completely bogus, Kyle said. The FBI was using what they call, quote, domestic violent extremist symbols guides, using the Betsy Ross flag, that's a symbol, the Gadsden flag, any other patriotic symbol, as indicators of what they call the, quote, anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremist, militia violent extremism standpoint, he continues. He said, that was truly offensive. I've been around cops. I've been a cop my whole life. Insisting that the 2020 election was indeed stolen can put you on the terrorist watch list, he told WorldNet Daily, detailing the FBI's methods for systematically interfering with election integrity. He said this, we found that there was misinformation and some election interference going on. that they were calling things like misinformation and disinformation federal crimes when in fact they were legally not. That was simply guidance coming out of the Hoover building. In other words, the FBI, at the same time, shockingly, the FBI organization also began to hunt down Christians. This misuse of the government agencies, intelligence agencies, violates First Amendment spaces. And this overlapped with what happened on January the 6th. The FBI insider, that's Kyle Serafin, who was on the radio with us yesterday, explained. He called out the FBI directly for going after what they call, quote, radical traditionalist Catholics. That's simply Catholics that are interested in Latin mass. The surveillance program was targeted, and the intelligence products were being drafted out of the Richmond field office. Anyway, in February, he exposed this whole scandal. Now it turns out that 20-plus attorney state generals sent a letter to Merrick Garland, saying, you know what, the SPLC that fed all this information to the FBI about the Catholics is a fraud. They're not reliable. Quick pause. I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable, live.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then, the more they use the lie, the more they reproduce the lie. The more spiritual power they get. Now look, the media is a lie multiplier. And this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. That power protects the cells of the beast from prosecution. Why isn't Hillary in prison? She is protected. We must restore our national relationship with God. Truth is sacred in the kingdom, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Isaiah 9:6.
A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I got Brian Russ, RussQuinnegut.com, and Kelly Finnegan on the radio with me. This is the Honest Money Report, but it's also the Honesty Report in general. Welcome to the broadcast, gentlemen.
Thank you much, Sam.
Good to be here.
All right, I've just got to tell you this. So we had an incredible couple of guests on the radio with us yesterday. I don't know if you guys got the chance to listen to the program. I know you're busy and you can't listen all the time. But we had a guy on by the name of Kyle Serafin. S-E-R-A-P-H-I-N. Serafin. He's a federal whistleblower, former FBI special agent, and USAF veteran. All right? He's basically been all over the world. He's a military expert. He worked in the FBI. He was a cop. The guy's a hero. Now, Serafin, that's Kyle, describes himself as a husband and a father first, an American citizen second, and a now former FBI agent third. He calls it a distant third, by the way, just to be clear. His experiences in the military and in the law enforcement and the private sector led him to start his own podcast now called The Kyle Cerefin Show. Now, Kyle attended the FBI Academy at Quantico, class 2016, and was assigned to the Washington Field Office in 2016. He loved it. He just wanted to be all American and care for his country. Cerefin, though, is a practicing Catholic, and he has a pro-life stance, and he believes in the oath of office. And so when they tried to get him to take the COVID-19 jab, he said, uh-uh, won't do it. There's no authority here. I can't do it. It's against my religion. Well, he eventually got fired from the FBI over that. But then he realized while this was all going down that the FBI is literally attacking citizens everywhere. As you and I well have documented, no, they're attacking me relentlessly. In fact, I'm probably at the tip of the spear. I mean, I'm the guy where they say he is the nexus, right? Well, anyway, so Cerefin blew the whistle on this FBI attacking Catholics, all right? And they're attacking Catholics basically saying, hey, they are domestic threat terrorists because they go to Mass. Kyle's a Catholic. Kyle said, wait a minute, I go to Mass. I'm a Catholic. I'm not a terrorist. I'm an FBI agent, for crying out loud, with all kinds of clearances. I'm also a military expert that served my country. I'm also a police officer. Well, I was a police officer for a long time, and none of this is true. And he woke up and went, wait a minute. Now they're trying to make me take the vaccine. Anyway, it continues to go on, but here's the point. We had him on yesterday for an hour and discussed everything. All right. But then we talked about the weaponization of the FBI and the Department of Justice with Kyle. We talked about the whistleblower acts continue, systematic corruption at agencies. All right. And this guy, in my opinion, is a huge patriot. He stands up, does what's right. Well, the second we finish the interview, our dear friends over at WorldNet Daily write an article. And the article literally matches our interview with Kyle. FBI whistleblower tells WND how conservatives are painted as domestic terrorists by the FBI. There's big money in targeting patriotic Christian Americans as, quote, criminals, says Kyle Cerefin. Alicia Pow, I think is how you say it, P-O-W-E, I think it's Pow, over at WND. So literally we interview Kyle the same time WND writes this article. Kyle is a huge whistleblower. He's gone without a paycheck for over a year now because the FBI says he's suspended, but the FBI won't pay him. But he's still literally an FBI employee. Now, imagine this. He comes on the radio at the exact same time WorldNet Daily does this interview. Now, he's a Catholic, and he's got a pro-life stance like we do, and he wouldn't take the jab. He's blowing the whistle on the FBI's misuse of resources to target parents at school board meetings. Anyway, it goes on and on. His initial whistleblower activities, including disclosure of sexual misconduct at the FBI, by senior FBI management and then blowing the whistle on the abuse of the FISA 702 misused police authority. Now, you got 51 of the folks that signed the laptop letter saying, hey, the laptop letter was bogus. Turns out that it was real. That's the one about Hunter Biden. Now they're pushing for more surveillance, and Kyle is saying everything I've reported on is now about to go on steroids. Now think about little old tiny Liberty Roundtable that mattered nothing. We're just nobody, I guess, there. We're the nexus, according to the letter to Congress asking us to be investigated and action taken against us. We have Kyle on the same day the WorldNet Daily, huge news organization, releases an article about the very same topic. We're starting to bang on all cylinders to tell the truth. Let's start with Brian. What do you say to that, sir?
Well, it's neat. It's nice to see some of this stuff where these people have lived the life, and now are showing, kind of what's happening in real life. You know, they've been there, they've done it. Now we're showing you kind of what's going on. I think you had another guy on, Garrett O'Boyle, same kind of.
That's right. We had a second whistleblower on, Garrett O'Boyle, doing a great job as well.
And so, yeah, these guys are stepping up now and saying, here's the corruption. We've been there. We're not there. And we're fighting against what that corruption is because we don't believe it's right or who we are that we should, just lay down and be a puppet to their corruption. So it's good to see that.
Now, Garrett O'Boyle is another FBI whistleblower, Christian, husband, father, American patriot. He's with a group called the Suspendables. And they're putting together the Suspendables group really in an effort to, shed light on this, have a reporting mechanism, tell the truth. And I commend them for their work on all this. Kelly, what do you say about this? It's interesting. We do this interview at the same time WND comes out with this incredible article. We're gaining ground in terms of working together and getting things done, Kelly.
Yeah, and when you're getting close to the target, that's when you get the flak, So, and the FBI has always been, since Teddy Roosevelt did it, it was to go after real political enemies that the president deems are worthy of their attention. So the FBI is not federal. They investigate what really one guy wants them to do or is told to do. So, yeah, it's there's no such thing as a coincidence. Just things that fall in line. And, the whole thing with the jab, that goes against the Nuremberg rules that came out from World War II with Joseph Mengele. It breaks like 5 of the 10 rules. And people just don't look at it. They just think it's great. We'll do it. The government's got our best interests at heart. No, they don't. They never have. But we just have that perception. Like this gentleman with the FBI thinking that, I'm a proud American that wants to do what's right. And then he opens his eyes and looks around and realizes, hey, that we are the enemy.
Brian, I hate to say we, because I don't want to, let my, bad reputation rub off on you. But, you are a coin dealer, selling, dealing with honest money. When we get back, I want to talk about how it relates to you, honest money. I want to get an update on honest money, where we're at, everything else. But this backs into honest money. And then I've got a story that I want to talk about called The Cost of the American Dream. We'll talk about it with our money men. The Honest Money Report continues on Liberty Roundtable Live with Russ, CoinandGift.com.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. On Wednesday, the House unanimously approved the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, with the entire Republican conference supporting the process. Despite some reservations about the lack of evidence, the 221-212 party line vote indicates backing for the inquiry guided by the Constitution's definition of high crimes and misdemeanors, potentially leading to a president's removal from office if convicted in a Senate trial. This authorization extends the impeachment investigation into 2024, coinciding with Biden's reelection campaign and a potential matchup with twice-impeached former President Donald Trump. There's a move to correct President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza. And again, that we want to make sure that as they work to minimize, that they actually have those kinds of results.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby did not explicitly state whether the U.S. believes Israel is carrying out indiscriminate bombing or following international law. Instead, Kirby emphasized that the administration expects Israel to take every possible measure to minimize civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. Biden had mentioned to donors that Israel was losing global support due to indiscriminate bombing in its war with Hamas. I'm John Schaefer.
The federal election interference case against Donald Trump is temporarily on hold as the judges agreed to pause proceedings while considering the former president's appeal to dismiss the case. Trump contends that he is shielded from federal prosecution as the alleged crimes occurred during his presidency. Refinancing applications for mortgages have surged by almost 20%, propelled by rates dropping to their lowest level since July, as reported by the Mortgage Bankers Association. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
All right, back with you live. I want to kind of know, so all patriotic Americans, anybody who stands for anything that matters, is literally being attacked now by the Justice Department and the FBI that have been weaponized against we, the American people. So I stand for the Constitution, or I stand for educating the sheriffs, the oath of office, the due process of law, checks and balances, jurisdictional boundaries, the whole bit. Brian and Kelly, though, they stand for actual honest money. Brian, you're next, buddy. I hate to tell you that, but you know, you can't stand for honest money and challenge their fiat money system like you do without repercussions, especially if you tap into the nexus, Sam Bushman, sir. Do you want to respond?
Well, my honest money still gets me value. I mean, so I hold on to that. I mean, it's still my $20 gold piece is still going to get me a nice suit, couple suits. My silver quarter still buys me a gallon of gas. As Kelly
Renner
said,
loves the bread for an ounce of silver. Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly, you know, he bring up the Campbell soup for a dime. We could still do that. So there's real value in this money. And so common sense there again, there's not a lot of common sense out there that they're fighting. They use that, but it's, you know, no common sense, basically, as these FBI guys are showing. It's trying to lead us slowly down to hell, as the Satan would do. But common sense, basically, you know, it has value. And the paper dollar, as we can see, continues to be, you know, let's make more and more so it has no value. And that's kind of the pretty much common sense there.
Kelly, I think Brian's nailed it with the truth, sir.
Well, yeah, you know, and it used to be the silver paper, you know, ETF ratio was about 300 and something to one. And now, which meant for every 300 people that had a contract for an ounce of silver, one of those people is actually going to get the silver. The rest of them get the consolation prize, which is a check for whatever amount that is. But right. it's dropped to 182 to one, which means that either people are wising up and starting to say, I want my physical silver, or they don't have the money to invest anymore. They're not buying it. But that's a big problem. It's dropped.
Or really both, because it's probably a combination of both, right?
Yeah, yeah. And gold hasn't really changed much. So, you know, they always say silver is poor man's gold. So that makes sense that it would be more silver than gold doing that. But, yeah, it's like a big game of musical chairs, you know, that people are playing this, thinking that they own silver, and they don't. They own a contract for it that can be settled on yesterday's close. And so they don't have that protection there. That's the problem with it. It's a false sense of security.
Yeah, it's like bankers buy gold and brothers buy silver, huh, Brian?
There you
All
go.
All right, where's gold sitting, speaking of gold?
Well, it jumped from yesterday up about $52, so we're at 2,036.6.
2,066?
36.6.
.60.
Yeah, 2,036.6.
2,036.60. Is that a high?
It's up there. Yeah, it's been. I think we've hit around that right there.
I don't know if that's. I don't know if that's 100% high, like break all records high. But I don't know that I can remember it being that high. I think it might have bumped to 23 something at one point or whatever. But it's as close to high as it gets, isn't it?
It is.
Wow. All right, where's silver?
Silver's 24.07.
So it's only gone up 7 cents. It hasn't changed too much. What do you say to that, Kelly? I think it's close to an all-time high, gold is.
Yeah, it has closed. I think it did close a week or so ago. But it's hanging above its, you know, all-time high right in there. It's been bouncing off it. I think it's 2050 or so. So it's bouncing on that. And that's just because they didn't raise or lower the interest rate. Imagine when they have to start lowering the interest rate, what's going to happen to gold? It's going to go nuts, you know. It's showing you how
lower,
weak the dollar.
If they lower the interest rate, it may put a check on it. But if they raise the interest rates or do nothing, gold continues to go up. If they lower it, people might think things are better. A little bit being deceived, right, Brian?
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, they're you know, it's the outlook is was projected for rate cuts, and that's what we're looking at, you know, in 2024, more Fed projected rate cuts, and so yeah, it kind of threw a curveball at the, you know, our stock market and things, and so that's we see some drastic jumps. Like yesterday, silver came up about $1.30 just from yesterday. So it dropped down to 22.80 or something like that, and now it's back up over 24. So it's yo-yo.
They're looking right now that they're going to be spending $1 trillion just to make the interest payments on the debt every year.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not raising the amount of debt. That's just paying the interest on it. You can't do that. You know, there's not enough tax revenue, and it's just hilarious to watch the Secretary of the Treasury, I can't remember her name, just escaped me, who had been over the Fed. She's questioned on that. She's just totally clueless, and she's fumbling through papers, trying to use up John Kennedy's 5 minutes, you know, because she doesn't know the answer.
All right, let's try and take on this complicated discussion for a second. There's a headline, and it's by, what do they call this, Investopedia? Cost of the American Dream, colon. Investopedia is who put out this quote analysis, which suggests that it's out of reach for many Americans. Arden Deer wrote this article. D-I-E-R, I think you say that, Deer, Dyer. Anyway, wrote this article. Cost of the American Dream. I want you to tell me how much you think it is set at now in modern circle discussions. Brian, what's the cost of the American dream now? Any idea? This is really interesting. Now, don't do it in real money because, you know, your number will sound way low, even though it'll actually be higher because it would be real money. But what do you think in fake money, fiat currency, dollar? What is the cost of the American dream now that's out of reach for most Americans? Any guesses?
Well, I'd say over $1 million.
Yes, sir.
Kelly?
Any guess, Kelly?
You know, I was going to say, they just went through, you know, Kevin McAllister from Home Alone, you know, when he goes to the little corner store and buys all the groceries that he needs, and it was under $20. They just redid that now, and it's over, it looks like $78 now for those groceries that he bought.
Yeah,
like,
and then he's like,
5 years ago. Isn't that amazing?
He's on the phone. He's like, let me give you my credit card number. Hold on just a second there, please. Right? All right. The answer to the question, ladies and gentlemen, is $3.4 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say, listen, if you want to own a home and raising two kids alone costs $796,998 over a lifetime. And again, that's just the cost of the kids, right? They say getting married to having kids to saving for retirement, all the things that you've got to do these days, $3.4 million. Most people will never make that. Now, I know Brian will, but Kelly, you and I won't, huh?
Oh, no, that dream's long gone now, yeah.
You know, it's interesting. You look at the whole scenario here. I mean, we inflate our money. We keep pouring more money in and these free gifts and so on. We push you into spending with a credit card, so that increases your debt there with that interest, you know, and all the other debts that credit card incurs with auto vehicles and so on. And then the prices of everything increase. And so the whole scenario is, well, if we want to force the fact, if we don't want them to have more kids, if we create this, they won't have more kids because they can't afford more kids. And so on and so on. So we look at this whole picture.
All right, go ahead and skip the break. Continue, Brian.
Well, we look at the whole picture that's going on, and eventually you won't own anything because you can't afford anything. We've created this monster that you really didn't see us create, and it's not our fault. It's really your fault. And, the whole scenario. But you look at just all these little pieces of the pie that have just created this to where people – you know, we're living paycheck to paycheck or already behind. So they're forced to use a credit card to pay off. And I heard something on TV. I think it's something that they're still paying for debt last year, but they interviewed people that, oh, I'll probably go into a little more debt this year because I don't want my kids to go without. And so it's this whole cycle that's kind of gone around to where we become these puppets. And now we're forced to have our hand out, help us, or get in this line for soup or whatever it may be, you know, but that, putting away something is harder and harder for people to do.
And they say that it, you know, used to just be, oh, well, you want to keep up with the Joneses. You need to rein in your spending. But nowadays with people, you know, two people having to work with, you know, the stage we've kind of set where kids are in all kinds of things and schools and, after school activity, I mean, it's impossible to have one car now, really. So you got to have two cars. It's impossible to not have the internet now. I mean, even if you don't work from home, for instance. I mean, you can't even do your banking hardly without the internet. You can't hardly file your taxes. You can't hardly get your registration for your car, or you're driving miles just to try to get that done and wait in line, and you can't even make an appointment without getting on the. Look, you can't live without the internet now. You got to have the heating and the cooling and the lights and the, I mean, it goes on and on and on. Listen carefully. It says it's increasingly out of reach, costing about $3.4 million costing over a lifetime. They say, or that's equivalent to double the average or the mean lifetime earnings of the average typical U.S. worker, according to the analysis. Now, it's not just this one group, this Financialpedia group. Okay, financial site Investopedia worked on this. They looked at 10 what they call common American dream milestones. All right, like, for example, owning a home is one of them. Owning a car is another one of them. Getting married is another one of them. Imagine, you know, getting a home, a car, and a marriage. I mean, those are, like, serious. Raising two children. Man, I've got eight. I'm out of control crazy. I probably cost $10 billion to live, you know. They even then said the Business Insider is onto this. They talk about the Business Insider talking about, you know, the cost of a home loan now is out of control. Okay, you got to have a 10% down payment at least. You got to have 30-year loan at 7.2% interest right now. You're going to pay well over $700,000 for your home by the time you're done, not including taxes or lender charges. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on, Brian.
Well, it does. And the, you know, the cycle that we kind of look at is, okay, well, you know, the farmer, they worked, they had a large family and worked the land and raised their food and we did that. And then, you know, as generations go on, they don't want to work. They don't want to work. They just want to, you know, created kind of a less work, more handout, or let's sell the farm and let's just go, you know, we become wealthy or whatever on that. But yet their kids have no work ethic. And it's the spiral effect. And now we're relying on other countries to feed us and other people to take care of us. And this whole scenario of where we're at. And then you can't really, you can own a car, but you can't drive a car because you're polluting. So we want you to ride the bus.
Yes, you are.
So we want you to drive over here a mile.
And then you get on one of them buses and it can't make it up the hill and it goes backwards and just about kills you. And we talked about that story. Now, listen, they don't even talk about you buying a new car. So part of the American dream is to have a car, not necessarily a new one, Kelly. They say this, a used car over 60 years. Now, listen carefully. You got to have 10 of them because a used car only lasts about 6 years. So if you get 10 used cars over 6 years, I'm sorry, 60 years. So 10 used cars over 60 years, $271,000. Okay? Brian or Kelly, what the heck?
I don't know, and somebody's got to be buying those new cars so that we can have used cars to drive. You know,
that's
and,
right.
And you look at the price of a pickup truck. It used to be the cheapest thing. Now, you know, they're $60,000 for the base model one with the plastic grill. You know, and so some of these trucks are $100,000, and they're on 7-year loans, and then there's a bubble payment at the end, and it's like. And people are doing this because they think that they have to, you know, and they want to, you know, be impress other people. It's just, and
maybe that
a lot of it is our fault because we bought into this new American dream.
Yeah. Hey, can I jump in? Or maybe it's the accessories that you put on the truck. Now you have a little mini home or what do they call those tiny home and your truck becomes your home. And you have the tent that goes kind of opens up on, I don't know.
Yeah, that way you can save a lot of money there, Brian. And by the way, if you don't drive your used car, it lasts longer.
Oh, okay.
You know, I've heard about these guys out there, rednecks, they put their car up on blocks and it sits there for years. So, you know, it can last for a long time if you do that kind of stuff. Now, listen to this. The they call it Investopedia, says the average lifetime earnings of an American across all income levels and all education levels is approximately $2.3 million. They say that's the median lifetime earnings for the typical U.S. worker is less than half that. It's only $1.7 million. So you say, what are you talking about, Sam? Well, if you take all education levels, it's the $2.3 million. You can barely make it. That's with people with like doctor's degrees and lawyers and master's degrees and everything else. If you take the average American, the median, then it's half that about. And that's a research supported by CBS News. So now you got Wikipedia, you got CBS News, you got Business Report on here. You got all these people involved in all these studies and stuff now. It's not just one group saying this. It's virtually research cited by CBS News and others, guys. This is just out of control to where I don't see how the next generation is even going to survive. The outlet notes that they say, hey, people with single household income struggle more so than two working adults. The problem with two working adults, all right, is that you got to have two cars. Now you're gone, and so you got to deal with two, unless you bring your own sack lunch, paper bag it or something. You got lunches, you got clothes. You can't wear just average clothes. Like I sit in very casual clothes all the time. I can't just, in the day clothes that I sit at when I do radio and when I do it, I can't wear that to work every day. I've got to change and put on a nicer shirt I can't just hang out in a t-shirt and sweatpants or whatever. And I got, so the cost goes up. Then you got childcare costs that just go out of control because both are working. I mean, this is just absolutely, the whole point is completely unsustainable, Brian.
Well, I agree. Plus one of the big factors going into the downfall of our society is the family. Well, if you got two parents working, now you've got, you know, issues that and not all families, but I'm saying that now you have issues that lead to your family falling apart, perhaps because there's no parents at home or kids run amok and so there's that going on. The thing is the cycle, I just watched Satan's plan here as he kind of wants to get rid of the family and destroy us all the way around. If you have the parents want to take care of the kids and in doing that, they want the kids to have the experiences. So we got to get them into football and soccer and volleyball and this and that and that. Now there's 15 things that cost money. So we got to both work, and we can't even go to the games really, because we just got to send them to the games with somebody else. I mean, it's this whole spiral of the family that's really Satan's plans to destroy, in my opinion. And so that it leaves us hanging. And now there's all these other, you can't afford it anymore. Cost of everything going up.
Well, and then you figure half of marriages in a divorce. Now you got child support on top of that. So it's like there's no way. It's like that people can do that. So it's built for failure.
Well, you mentioned divorce. I think you're absolutely right on that point, Kelly. But you know what? We haven't even brought up the cost of weddings, folks. They say the average wedding costs $30,000. Now I've got five kids married, and not a single one of mine cost even close to $30,000. I've married all five kids for well less than $30,000, all five of them.
That's right.
I've got three to go, but listen to me. My weddings weren't even – look, you take $30,000, and I could fund all eight of my kids' weddings, guys.
I have a theory that the more you spend on the wedding, the shorter the marriage lasts.
Oh, there you go.
I always made the joke that what you ought to do is you ought to just have them get married. It'd be a simple affair. They'd just get married. It would cost hardly anything. You'd, have your most famous 10 people go out to lunch, the married couple and the in-laws and a couple of loved ones and, this tiny wedding. And then you just do a lunch. The whole thing might cost $500 or something. And then if they make it 20 years, now you throw them a real reception.
Hey, there you go. That's a great idea.
But wait, then you know it's for real, right?
Yeah, that is. What about the lifestyles of the rich and famous? Everybody wants to have their wedding just like that.
There you go.
Well, I know people that have said to their kids, hey, if you guys will elope, I'll give you 10 grand.
Well, that was offered to me by my father-in-law, and my wife said no. I said, let's do it. And she said, not a chance, buddy. So I listened to her. But you know what, though? Here's the interesting thing. Our wedding cost like $4,000, though.
Yeah.
And it was a destination wedding because my wife grew up in California, so we went to California for our wedding. So in a way, I mean, $4,000 for a destination wedding. That's about what it costs us to get married. And a lot of it was because it was a destination, right? And so we had two receptions, one there and one here, and we had the travel for it and everything. All I'm telling you is it's got out of control. Look, we need to reject all this narrative from these, Financialpedia people and all these other people. They say it also takes, over $200,000 to raise each kid and stuff like that. It can't have taken me that kind of money to raise my kids and to be married and to do this and that, because I haven't made that much money. So it can't be true for me. So remember that we don't need to spend and do all that they claim. And that's really the takeaway here. What you got to do is live within your means. What you got to do is get a little bit of money for stability, real money for retirement and everything else. What you got to do is just be frugal and save and appropriate. You can do staycations. You can do inexpensive vacations. You can do all kind of cool things and have a wonderful life and not fall into their what they act as to be an impossible trap, Brian.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sam. I think that preparation is peace of mind. So doing a little bit of putting this away, some food away, and things that you need, and preparing, because as you can see, the world we live in is changing, and there's a fight going on, and I think that peace of mind is needed in today's society.
Final word to you, Kelly. What do you say?
Well, I think, yeah, we just need to stop buying into the narrative of how things are supposed to be, and do, what you can. And, I have a niece that she loves going to the thrift stores to buy clothes and stuff, because you can find really neat designer clothes that somebody bought and wore it a couple of times and then got rid of it. It's like, nobody knows you didn't buy that new. So she makes it a game, and that's what we need to do, is be frugal. Like, we need to learn from those people who lived during the Depression who had to do that, and we can do that too. We're going to have to do it. We might as well learn those skills now.
All right. One silver nickel at a time, ladies and gentlemen, or one silver quarter at a time, or one silver eagle at a time, or one gold piece at a time. There's all kinds of options if you trust honest money. RustCoinAndGift.com is where you go. They're telling you the truth. They'll help you. And most importantly, they'll teach you to take real possession of your metal. That's something most don't do, and most are going to be in a paper jam, pardon the pun, at some point. And what you got to do is you got to have real money in your hot little hand. And the way you do it, you go to our buddies at RustCoinAndGift.com. You talk to him and you say, listen, here's what my goals are. Here's what my plans are. And he'll put together not a panic plan. That's not what Brian does. He doesn't work on fear. He'll put together a solid, stable, slow, steady wealth advancement plan for you and your family. And he'll do it in a way that gains value for you based on your goals. RustCoinAndGift.com. Brian, thank you, sir, and God bless. Merry Christmas.
Hey, thanks, Sam. Appreciate it. Thank
Kelly,
you.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas. Thanks, Sam.
All right, there you go. RustCoinAndGift.com. They always do a phenomenal job, ladies and gentlemen. Don't believe the hype in the media. You can raise a family inexpensively. You can live inexpensively. You can have an incredible life doing it. I'm living proof. I haven't made near that kind of money in my lifetime. I haven't made $3.4 million. They're talking about two kids. I've got eight kids. And I haven't even made close to that kind of money. But yet I'm doing all right. And I'm living the American dream, as long as you get the FBI to leave me the heck alone. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. God save the Republic of the United States of America.